Big day, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like the EU's age verification app just got hacked in apparently less than two gosh darn minutes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I could laugh all day, every day, but state surveillance is one of those things that I think is not a laughing matter. You know, we're reaching a world where these governments constantly say, listen, gotta protect those kids. Maybe you should get rid of that end-to-end encryption crap that people keep talking about, just so we can scan your messages. While the same government leaders, military guys, elite people, you know, the people that run our world, effectively get to use this technology, and the rest of us plebeians, you know, we're just sort of sitting here with our dicks in our hands with, like, completely insecure communications. When it comes to the internet, look, there's a lot of places on the internet I would not let my kid near, okay? But you see, I can do that. I can be a parent and I can tell my kid, listen, that's a no-no place on the internet. I can go into their phone, I can put in parental controls, I can go to my router and put in parental blocks. I can do a lot of things to make that friction way, way harder than what the government can do. I can also just be a parent and talk to my kid. So the reality of this situation is, obviously, I think the parent should be the one that is responsible for what happens on the internet, and we shouldn't be destroying the safety, security, and privacy of the internet that it provides, the last bastion of freedom, because this is the world we live in. Look, times be changing very rapidly. By the time GTA 6 drops in 2027, I'm gonna tell you right now, the internet's gonna be a very, very different fucking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, what happened? So this is the EU Digital Identity Wallet. This is a open source release. This is a demo at the moment. And it's demo because they say that it's a demo up over here. It's a demo version that you can test right now. It's the age verification solution for every single European out there. And based on this, remember, it's also not ready for, you know, production deployment. It's not ready to be out there in the wild. Now, it's a bit confusing reading this because, ultimately speaking, some of the EU politicians have kind of said that as of 15th April 2026, that age verification solution is technically ready. And we're about to look at a hack that took place that apparently can be done in 2 minutes. So the age verification solution has the highest standards of privacy available. And of course, it's fully open source, meaning that, you know, everybody can look through it. And I think, look, for any state surveillance solution, as much as I disagree with it, what the EU is providing here is kind of probably the best of a really bad situation. Look, to me, when I look at shit like this, it's like, what do you want to get rather, stabbed or shot? I mean, obviously both of these options suck. One is maybe marginally better than the other, but I would love to live in a world where I'm not getting stabbed or fucking shot. So let's get through the actual clickbait and see what happened over here, okay? So I've seen a lot of people say this is a huge hack. Now this comes from a guy called Paul Moore, who's from the UK, he's a security consultant, and he showcased how this hack actually happened. So on your actual smartphone device, you can see that he's got the age verification app, and he's got Total Commander. Now, to do this hack, you need to be able to have physical device access to the actual, you know, product, right? So you need to be able to physically have the phone, and you also have to have the phone totally fucking rooted, meaning that a lot of those sandboxing rules that exist for Android, or really a lot of those protections, kind of get withered away. Having a rooted phone is not something I consider to be a sin, but if you do a lot of banking or actual sensitive stuff, some applications don't let you operate them if your phone is actually fucking rooted, meaning that you're going beyond the permission levels that were set by the company that sold you the product. So let's look at exactly how this works. Basically, he opens the actual application, as you can see over here, and then he goes through the onboarding process. He puts in a PIN, which is 000001, enters that PIN right over here, and then of course, you can see that the application works in a way where it can grab your electronic ID, your passports, and then you can also use a token to access, you know, like an on-site identity check, which I'll show you actually in a minute. And I'm not installing this on my device because I do not install state surveillance on my system. So again, through the development portal, he's got this sort of demo, like age verification, you know, sort of built in, this token that he's fed in. So as it gets implemented into his phone, you can see that right here, he's got in his device, in the test device, the actual digital credentials like issuer token. So one thing that I noticed over here is that he's got the sort of 30 left on the right. I don't know if that's specifically days. I just don't think that, you know, once an age is verified, it typically should lose access. Like, I don't know, age doesn't go down, but anyways, that's a whole kind of separate story. Basically, what he does now is that in order to break the application, he basically closes it out completely, opens up an application called Total Commander, and over here, he's got these three strings. Now, again, he's basically going to delete two of these strings, and because he deletes two of these strings from the actual XML file, remember, this is accessible because he has physical device access, and he's fucking rooted into the device. He goes back in, goes through the onboarding process, enters in a different PIN number, so as you can see, 11112, and as he's done this, you can see that that token option has, frankly, just disappeared. So what he does now is, in order to show you how this works, he closes the application, opens it up again, enters in the false PIN, and gets access to the age verification-like documents, right? Or at least the token that can be used. Now, this is not that crazy. Like, I saw this on the headlines, and I was like, okay, I have to see how bad this hack is. And the reality is, I'm just going to straight up say it, I don't think it's super-duper crazy in that regard. However, the next hack he kind of shows is actually kind of a little bit, it's more concerning in my opinion. So he says that bypassing using their own infrastructure, he ports the Android app to a Chrome extension, stripping out the pesky step of handing over biometric data, which they can leak, and pass verification instantly. So step one, install the extension, register an identity once, continue using the web as normal. So again, the problem with some of these things is that, you know, when you have this browser extension that detects these verification QR codes in these service flows and returns these forged attestations, it shows that breaking the application, or at least the logic of it, is actually quite trivial in this situation. Now look, I'm not here to sit down and fucking shit down the throat of politicians. I don't think it's really the politicians, like, I don't think that this whole situation is as insane as some of the media has made it out to be. But, obviously, there have been people who, you know, like Pavel Durov, the guy behind Telegram, for instance, who said that, listen, maybe this is some sort of conspiracy in a sense that you present this privacy-respecting option, but an incredibly hackable application, the application gets hacked, which is where we currently are talking about it, and then they remove the privacy to fix the actual application. And then the surveillance tool is sold as privacy respecting. So again, look, the end of the day, the actual person behind Telegram says that the app verification was hackable by design, since it instantly just trusted the device. So look, obviously there's no perfect rule to this. There's no perfect solution to any of this. But I, on my channel, like to at least pride myself a little bit on giving you the 100% actual facts as they are. No clickbait, no none of that nonsense. Yes, this application technically has been hacked, and its hack is interesting to look at, but I don't want you to think that just because it's hacked that these people are able to get your passports or your, you know, electronic IDs just right off of it. Because the reality is, if somebody's going to get access to your cell phone device and then root it, they probably have access to your wallet, which contains your driver's license. Or they probably can beat the living shit out of you and get access to your passport. Look, to get physical device access is definitely one thing. If this was maybe like, hey, we're capturing people's tokens out of the sky as these, you know, like if somebody was like, you know, using their application to submit a request and maybe on that request somebody had grabbed your information, that would be a really nuclear bad deal. But the thing about it is obviously this is an open source demo, and that's what open source demos are supposed to do. They're supposed to have people pick these things apart, see where the problems are, so that eventually they will actually be patched, which as of yesterday, this was in fact fucking patched. So yeah, something bad happened, and that bad thing got really patched up really fucking quickly. But the reality of it is, just because it's open source doesn't mean that I think people should fucking contribute to the state surveillance application. I still think, ultimately, at the end of the day, the direction we're going with the internet is a bad direction. Especially if the internet is going to require us to go through all of these steps to access information as we once freely did. Look, I told you guys this before, right? And I've said this for years. I've talked about this since the creepypasta days, the deep web days, the, you know, virus investigating, yada, yada, yada. every time we look at shit like this, we're reaching a world of George Orwellian's 1980, like we're reaching a George Orwell 1984 world where, again, just to basically access free information on the internet, we're going to have to be fucking monitored. We are entering that contract where we're being monitored. I don't think this is all out of the coincidence. I really do genuinely believe that there is some real money and power at play. And we've seen it literally weeks ago where companies like Facebook were kind of fingered at by internet investigators as a primary company that was, you know, funding a lot of these age verification bills. You know, a few days ago, we looked at age verification federally being talked about in the United States when it came to operating systems. I don't think that it's unreasonable to somewhat believe that there is a almost global conspiracy happening right now where some of the largest countries, some of the largest regions in the world are just magically coming together to deal with this protecting minors online bullshit. Because if it was protecting minors online, we would just ask our parents or we would put actual legal blame on those parents instead. I still think that's a logical option to have, you know? I don't leave a loaded firearm sitting around my house and then blame the fucking gun company because my child decided to grab and set it off. No, I would actually blame myself for improperly storing the gun and also putting my own child in danger. Just in the same way that I don't buy my kid a smartphone, give them unfettered access, and then bitch and complain to my fucking representative and say, how the hell could I prevent little Timmy from looking at online internet stuff? This is such an insane story. And every time I look at it, every time it develops, it baffles my mind how far we've gotten in humanity, and we're still letting this kind of shit happen. So ultimately, look, at the end of the day, the EU option sounds like it is palatably the best, right? Leave all of the attestation to your device, scan your passport, driver's license into your device, have it only stored here, and then generally speaking, you go to a website on the internet, you look at a QR code, you scan it as if you were doing like an authenticator on your phone, and then your phone will basically send a yes or no signal, and the website should unlock. And that sounds like a reasonably good way to go forward. When I see hacks like this, ultimately at the end of the day, I think the plan here is, listen, we're going to implement an application, people are going to break this application, and then the governments will realize, listen, we have to make them technically more stricter. It's like age verification already. You know, as soon as it was introduced in Australia, in the United Kingdom, what did people fucking do? They immediately started using VPNs to bypass it. And then what is the talk now? Hey, maybe we should start putting blocks on these VPNs or at least put age restrictions there. So it just becomes an ever-escalating war of making this shit way more awful than it actually is and needs to be. Look, the reality is kids are going to be kids and the internet is going to be the internet. So ultimately, the only change here that should happen is more of a talk about how you're going to end up parenting your kid in the day and age of the internet. I grew up with the internet, okay? Like, I am of the age where the internet was introduced as I was a little fucking, you know, kid. And I grew up alongside seeing this internet, you know, become something from people on dial-up, you know, sharing small little fucking like text files with each other, all the way to the age and era where we're sharing 4K footage, we're constantly on our devices getting like high resolution shit thrown at us. You know, in a world where I think there's far more pressing things than mass surveillance, in a world where, you know, a lot of these politicians are constantly pushing for shit like war, where again, people are concerned where, you know, are we even gonna have jobs in the fucking future? Because again, we're letting a whole bunch of people who are riding above us basically implement technologies and basically rip away the future that, you know, people kind of hoped would happen to them. You know, a lot of people nowadays that I talk to are excited if they even have enough to eat every fucking month, okay? Like, it actually is just fucking that bad. I'm not even joking. Like, go outside, talk to people, just talk with anybody who's living the day-to-day life, and they'll tell you what their concerns are. Their concerns are literally if they can eat today, eat this month, if they can pay their fucking rent and call it a day. And, you know, ultimately, these politicians are more concerned with, again, making sure that we're constantly cattled up, making sure that, you know, our shit is constantly monitored, we're constantly being surveilled, rather than make our lives better in any meaningful capacity. And I think ultimately speaking, like, this application, yes, it did end up getting hacked. The hack wasn't really as insane as a lot of the headlines made it out to be. But the thing is, I think it's a precursor to something much larger. I think that, you know, applications like this invoke a huge attack surface of being breached. where eventually down the road, it might not be uncommon that at some point in the EU, and remember, if this is happening in a place like the EU, it easily can happen just as fast in the United States. You might think that you're safe and free and patriot bound, but remember, the US is federally talking about OS level age verification. All the stuff is converging. And at the end of the day, look, we have to be able to resist and just fucking stop this nonsense, okay? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself the question, is it really about the children, or is it just about monitoring what the fuck we're doing on a day-to-day fucking basis? And I think ultimately that's where a lot of these laws kind of want us to go to. It's just about monitoring where you're going to, what you're accessing, and what you're able to look on the internet. You know, as long as Big Brother fucking approves of you looking on the internet, right? That's where we're kind of headed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's been a wild day indeed. A lot of shit to talk about, actually. Apparently, that David guy that we were talking about earlier, he's been arrested. And the reason I haven't talked about it yet is because I'm still waiting right now on what the actual, on what I think the DA has to do in Los Angeles. So wild stuff in that regard, totally outside of the age verification story. But obviously, it's fucking huge here. We had a shoe company pivot to AI, fucking blow up 400%. Crazy stuff to see, man. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Just like it. I am out.